4:30 in the morning here in the capital to everyone who's watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, a 72-hour ceasefire between the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and Israel has entered its second day as the two sides resume talks to reach a long-term truce in the Gaza Strip. Palestinians and Israelis agreed to another Egypt-brokered truce on Sunday. This is the second attempt to halt a month of deadly Israeli bombardment and shelling in Gaza and the retaliatory rocket fire by Palestinian resistance fighters. Since then, the two sides are huddled in the Egyptian capital for what are expected to be marathon negotiations in the coming days. A similar three-day truce collapsed on Friday when Israel wanted Hamas to disarm and rejected the Palestinian demand to end the seven-year-old blockade of the Gaza Strip. Let's speak to our correspondent Halla Safadi, who's standing by in Gaza with the very latest. Now, Halla, one of the key conditions of Hamas and the Gazans as a whole is the lifting of the blockade on the coastal enclave. And right now, when there is a ceasefire, this blockade and the effects it has on the lives of the Palestinians of Gaza comes into sharp focus, because even though there are no bombs falling, no aggression, there are still Palestinians dying due to a lack of food, fuel and medical supplies.
Well, this is true. If we're talking about the Israeli aggression, so it was not only limited for the 35 or even more days of the actual Israeli aggression on Gaza, but it has lasted for 7 years now under an Israeli blockade. The Israeli blockade is a crime in the international law. It is an aggression by itself against the civilians of Gaza. So basically, as you've mentioned, it is ceasefire, but still, during the ceasefire, the humanitarian ceasefire, Gazans cannot even fix their problems. They cannot even have electricity, water supply. They cannot even get outside of Gaza for medical treatment or even or medical transfer. So basically, here comes the main reason why Hamas or other militant groups are insisting on lifting the blockade, because more people have died out of the Israeli blockade during those years of Israeli blockade more than the who died during an Israeli aggression. So when we see Palestinians insisting on lifting the Israeli blockade imposed on Gaza as a main term or a main condition for a longer term or a prolonged ceasefire, it's because they have been suffering for over 7 years, losing the main or the essential things anyone can enjoy in his own or in her own life. So now, when we go inside of a hospital in Gaza, we see them suffering from lack or severe shortage in medical supplies and equipment. If you go to any household in Gaza, you see them suffering from continuous power cuts. You see them suffering from continuous water shortage. If you walk on the streets of Gaza, you see the water problems. You see the destruction and the infrastructure of Gaza. So all of that together adds to the miseries that are not only limited to the Israeli aggression that has lasted for over a month right now in Gaza.
Okay, Press TV's Halla Safadi reporting from the Gaza Strip. Halla, thank you very much.